Hello, everybody. This is episode, I don't even know, of the Tori Franco Show. And I'm coming to you from this setup because it is Sunday and I'm trying to be more proactive with these posts. But today I took the day to kind of just read. I started reading this new book. It's actually a really good book. It's a fiction book, which I don't read a lot of. And just kind of relax because I have a week ahead of me. So, you know, just tried to debrief myself. Sometimes I get caught in these loops, but that is not what this episode is about. I wanted to kind of go more into my sobriety and really hone in on that. I posted videos on TikTok and Instagram about my choice to try to be sober for the year, as ridiculously hard as that's going to be for me. And I was met with a lot of encouragement, and I was surprised by how many people have also made the choice to be sober for themselves as well. It was shocking. So I wanted to go into, this might not even really be a fucking long episode, but I wanted to talk about my reasons. I wanted to go more in depth with why I am choosing to be sober. And realistically, I haven't really been around people in a while. Like, I haven't been around like social situations since the semester ended, because again, I've been debriefing. This is what I want to do, honestly. I want to slow it down. I've been really, really wanting to do that. So it might actually be easy for me to be sober, but I know as the year progresses, we're only in January. So I know as the year progresses, more events come up and, you know, things like that. It's going to be hard. I'm going to be put into situations where, because listen, I can't cut myself off socially completely. But there are going to be situations where I'm going to be tempted and I'm going to want to drink. And I'm trying right now to get as grounded as possible. One of the reasons why I've chosen to try to be sober is, I'll give you all my reasons, but the first and biggest reason is because alcohol has been my crutch since I started drinking. When I was 14 and the first time I ever pressed alcohol to my lips and got tipsy, it's been a crutch of mine. Have I had issues in the past? I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say, yeah. I think I'm not an alcoholic, but as somebody who I've most definitely abused the drug. And that's what it is, a fucking drug. I've been somebody who has most definitely abused alcohol for a very long time. When I'm sad, when I'm depressed, you know, it's funny because society puts you into that. Kind of, it's a conditioning of society, because I've noticed my reaction. What are we, a week into the new year? And I've noticed the reaction of people around me when I tell them that I'm going to be sober, that I'm trying to be sober. And they're like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, are you stupid? What's you're not going to drink like the rest of us? You're not going to drink your feelings like the rest of us? And my initial reaction, without like going into my emotional baggage and shit, I want to say, like, bitch, I've been drinking my fucking feelings since I'm 14. Like, what are you saying? I've been drinking obliterating my woes away since I started drinking. I can only, I'm a very, I feel very lucky to be healthy, and the body, the human body is an amazing tool. With all of the stress that I've put on my body, from being 40 pounds overweight to eating anything I fucking wanted, and like feeling this, that strain on my heart, having PCOS, not being mindful about my health until later on in life. The one piece that has always been missing is the alcohol piece. You know, I feel like, well, also the exercise piece. I definitely need to incorporate exercise more into my life, but that's a whole nother podcast episode, right? But I've done so much damage to my body, and I am very lucky, and I am in love with my body for withstanding the abuse that I have given it. But I realized that as somebody who was on this self-love, self-care journey that never ends, really, the best thing that I can do for myself is abstain from anything that is going to harm my body, right? I'm paying attention to things. I'm paying attention to how substances affect my body. And I noticed that recently, within the last year, like 2021, whenever I would drink heavily, I would wake up the next morning and without a shadow of a doubt, I would have an anxiety attack. Not being able to breathe or function. And still, like clockwork, the next weekend I'd be out distracting myself again with the bottle, you know? And it's just not something I want to do anymore. I want to sit in the, like, when we have a stressful day, our go-to is like, I need a glass of wine. I don't want alcohol to be my stress reliever, because I know realistically it's not that. It's not a stress reliever. It's a stress inducer. And I've witnessed that. And so why would I want to do that? So I'm replacing alcohol with water, and really trying to be mindful of my body this year, you know, because my anxiety has been completely out of control lately. I've cut down on even coffee and caffeine intake. I'm very mindful of the caffeine that I put into my body, because I noticed that I can't drink regular coffee anymore. So now I used to have 3 cups of regular coffee a day. I can't do it anymore. I mean, I can, but I'll have a complete and utter panic attack and get dizzy. So why the fuck am I like, I've just reached this point where I'm like, why am I doing this to myself when I know, like, I've literally done enough experimenting that I know what the exact cause of certain anxiety attacks are. You know what I mean? Like, I know how my brain works. I know I'm an overthinker, and I know that I may never fully get rid of my anxiety as long as I am alive, especially within a pandemic. I may never be able to completely get rid of it, but I know how to A, combat it and handle it, and B, reduce it. And I know what causes it or what brings it on more. And that's alcohol and caffeine. This episode is obviously about alcohol. Maybe down the road, I'll do an episode about caffeine once I fully get rid of it in my life. I've 1 cup of decaf coffee a day, and that is it. I don't even drink the Snapple iced teas anymore, because they have too much tea in them. Like, even that is too much for me. It'll put me over the edge and I'll have an anxiety attack. Again, not an episode about caffeine, but that is the main reason why I've decided to get rid of alcohol for a little bit. I don't want to depend on it. There are plenty of things in my life that I've felt like, you know what, I've depended on this for a very long time. Alcohol was probably the biggest one. And it's only been a distraction for me from everything. Like it's been a distraction from my emotions. It's been a distraction from my feelings. It's been a distraction from my business. It's been a distraction from myself, from really being able to put myself first and my goals, right? I keep telling myself, like, think of your biggest inspiration, right, in life when it comes to, like, somebody you idolize or just somebody great out there. And I always think of Steve Jobs, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm Apple obsessed and all of my products are Apple. But like when Steve Jobs was building his empire, I bet you he didn't go on drunken benders, you know, all weekend long. He put his fucking head into exactly what he wanted to do, and he created his empire. And I've been dicking around. Like, I'm okay with celebrating my wins and really being grateful for where I'm at. And I am so grateful for where I'm at. And I'm grateful for you guys, right? But I've been starving myself of my potential because of drinking and just going out in general and like socializing. You know, I've been putting... I'm not saying I'm not going to be socializing this year, but what I'm saying is I need to put my priorities first. The semester that just ended really showed me this. I was in school full time doing this life coaching stuff, all while pretty much every single weekend drinking my face off. And I felt the effects of that. I would have an anxiety attack, a panic attack every weekend. And then it had gotten to the point where even during the week, I wasn't like fully recovering from it. And I was still during the week, 3-4 times a week. There were one or two weeks where literally every single day I had an anxiety attack. Every single day. And I just don't want to live like that anymore. I don't. I want to be more mindful of myself. And for me, that was like the universe being like, bro, you need to take a step back and start prioritizing what you want. Because if you see yourself here, you know, even in a year from now, if you see yourself at this spot, but your energy is not matching that, you're not going to achieve all that you want to achieve. So that is the huge reason why I am doing this, because it's been a really big distraction for me. There are so many things this year that I'm giving up. I'm giving up, like, for me and all of us, right? We're all living. If you're watching this or you're listening to this, we're all living, right? Your biggest asset, your two biggest assets, are your time and your energy. Your energy, at the very least, you can replenish your energy with meditation or self-care or whatever, right? Your time is your most valuable asset. And the thing about time is you don't get it back once it's wasted. And so I'm done wasting my fucking time. That's really where I'm at in life. If this thing I'm not saying I'm not going to recreationally have fun or whatever, but if I have a goal or a destination that I want to get to, if this thing, if putting my time into this is not going to further me along even a little bit, well, then it's not something I need to be doing. And so drinking and going out to bars every weekend is not helping me grow in any way, when I could be staying home and creating, or I could be staying home and writing. There's so many things that I want to do. There's so many books I want to read, so many things I want to write down and create, and only enough time to do it. you know? And I'm already seeing, it's a week into the year and I'm already seeing the differences. I've made so many more sales from tarot. Why? Because I just set the intention to promote myself more, promote myself within the videos and show up for myself every single day. Even when school starts, stop making excuses. That is who I am becoming. And the person I am becoming doesn't drink alcohol. And when she does drink alcohol, it's because she's enjoying herself and relaxing and she has two drinks, right? But for now, I'm not even there. I'm not even there because I can fully admit, and this is that episode, that I don't know balance. I'm close, but I've had people in my life who like know me like the back of their hand. Whenever they've seen me drunk, they're like, what's wrong? You know, because if I'm like wasted, like and you could tell when I'm wasted, one eye goes this way and the other eye goes that way, right? You know, something's going on deeper than me just wanting to have a good time. If I'm trying to have a good time, first of all, I don't need alcohol to do that. I'm a fucking bang up time. I'm a really good time. Even without alcohol, I'm a good time. Okay. And that is reason number three. I don't know. I've been rambling, but reason number three is I don't want to feel like I need alcohol in order to be fun, personable. Like, I know I have a personality, you know? I know this because I've made so many connections with people without needing to be drunk. But there's that imposter within me that tells me nobody will like me for me. And so alcohol has become a mask of mine, right? There have been times where, especially recently, where I've been at like parties and stuff like that. And when I first get there, my anxiety was so bad. It became this vicious cycle. My anxiety would be so bad, probably from mistreating my body, right? That I'd feel dizzy and I'd feel off balance and I'd get all those symptoms of anxiety. And then I'd have a drink and it would take the edge off. And I'd be like, oh, okay, that's the answer. And that's what I would do in order to feel comfortable in like a social setting. You know, instead of me taking a step back and really just relaxing, like really, it's more than just alcohol for me, you know. I'm really proving a lot to myself and a lot to people around me because alcohol has been a very big part of my life. When I told my family and they all looked at me and they were like, you can't do it. You're not even going to last a month. I was like, damn, that's how much people are used to like Tori drink in hand, you know? And I don't want to, just don't want it anymore. I just don't want it anymore. And I'm not saying I'm never going to drink. I'm saying I want to see how I feel. I want to give my body a fucking break. I want to bring my body back into balance. You know, I've even cut out meat. Like, I don't know if that'll be for life, but I kind of just want to like give my body a balance, a break, bring it back to center and balance. And kind of just see, like experiment with taking away certain things. Alcohol, I know, is just no good for me anymore. It's really not. And not that it ever was good for me, you know, but I'm 32 fucking years old. Like, grow up if you can't deal with your fucking emotions. But that's the thing that I've noticed is we live in a society that really fucking drives this idea home that you need to drink to cope with your shit, you know, like, oh, I'm stressed. I had a rough day at work. I need a glass of wine. Do you? You know, to the point that the only excuse people will take, and I've seen this like in my own life, the only excuse that people will take for you being sober is that you're in recovery. I'm not telling people I'm in recovery. I'm not in recovery. I mean, essentially, yeah, my body is recovering from all the damage that I've done from it, but I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not in recovery. This is a choice that I'm making for myself, a lifestyle choice, a healthy choice that I am making for myself. It's a way for me to thank my body for the abuse and basically say sorry, and really a way for me to show love to myself, right? If your answer, like when people are like, why aren't you drinking? If your answer is not, I am allergic, or I'm in recovery, I'm recovering, people just get honestly like angry. Like, I mean, they joke, they're like, why the fuck would you even do that? Are you stupid? But like, there is a, I've been met with like some weird responses from people. I mean, obviously nobody's like mad at me or anything like that, but like weird responses, like, no, you can't, we have this event. Okay. I never said I was jumping off of a cliff. I said, I'm not drinking though. Like I can still go to the event. You know, we convince ourselves that other people are more fun when they're drunk. When realistically, like I could think of all the times that I've gone out and gotten drunk. And did I have a good time? Yes. But there was always that underlying, like, I should have went home at fucking 3 instead of 6, or I should have went home at 1 instead of 4. You know what I mean? There was always that, like, I did too much. I did too fucking much. Like even up to like recently, you know, like over the summer, you know, just, oh damn, I did too much. And then it's again, it's this cycle of like, I said I wasn't going to fucking drink and I did, you know, I said I was only going to have 2, but I had 6. And it's, and then it's that making excuses and basically lying to yourself about the fact that like you didn't do as bad as you thought you did. Like there was one weekend when I, and they're probably watching, when a couple of girls came to visit, from, you know, like all over, they came to hang out and stuff. And I literally took them to bars all week. Like we drank all weekend long. And after that weekend, I thought to myself, and I'm like, that was my idea of fun, you know, like that. I had nothing else better to show. Okay, yeah, we went to the apothecary and like, you know, I showed them my favorite restaurant, but like, that's my idea of fun, is like going to get dinner and drinks. There's nothing else that amuses me in life. So I'm trying to find that something else that like amuses me, you know? I mean, listen, I found the fucking tarot cards, right? Like that's my shit. But I'm trying to find more things like that, like clean, not alcoholic fun. And again, I'm not saying I'll never drink again. I'm sure I'll be in a situation where I'm going to need a shot or two. But I'm really, really, for this year, like trying to just buckle down and create and show up for myself. And alcohol just doesn't have a place in that sort of growth. You know, if I am the budding, like I said last episode, if I am budding, alcohol is the fucking poison that's going to keep me from growing as fast as I'd like to. I'm trying to shift my energy and focus it onto things that actually matter instead of continually wasting my fucking time, throwing my time away on alcohol. I've had good times in my life. I've enjoyed myself, and I will continue to do that. And I will continue to show up and have fun with people. But I also know that the thing that I'm trying to build right now and what I'm trying to create for myself right now requires sacrifice. And that's sacrificing you know, when everybody else is going out and enjoying themselves on the weekends, maybe I need to be staying in and working on things and brainstorming. And, you know, I'm trying to listen behind the scenes. Y'all don't know, like, I'm trying to write a book. I have somebody helping with me, like, figure that out. I'm trying to get more brand deals. I have somebody helping me figure that out. I'm trying to, you know, do this life coaching thing, and build a business around that. I'm also trying to create some sort of course, you know, for everybody, like, and obviously sell it, but like as another business thing. So there are so many things that I'm trying to do that like require work, like genuinely me putting my big girl panties on. Ew, panties, big girl pants, boxers. I don't wear panties, big girl boxers on. Briefs and pounding the fucking pavement, like I said. And so alcohol is just not helping there, you know. People ask me, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? In 5 years, I see myself making six figures from an online business that I created for myself, along with a podcast, along with all the things, and whatever that business is going to help people and change people's lives. And so, A, I have to lead by example. If I want to help people, I have to be that. I have to act and be who I want to become right now, present day, instead of, oh, someday I'll, no, now I have to be that. Right. I have to look within myself. I know, like, coaching and stuff like that, more so than anything, it takes a lot of looking within yourself and, when you're coaching people, you see yourself in those people. And so you also have to lead by example. Because if you're helping somebody with an issue that you already are struggling with and haven't gotten a handle on it, well, you can give that insight to that person, but then you should be taking your own insights. You know what I mean? So if I want my platform to be one where I am offering help, helping with anxiety, helping with depression, helping with boundaries, helping with self-love and self-care, well, then I have to be the fucking guru of those things, you know? And so this is a testament to my willpower, right? Because it is going to be fucking hard. It's a week in and I have no desire to drink at this point. But there are going to be moments. We are only a week into this year. And, it, you know, hopefully this year goes a little bit more smooth than the fucking last year that I had, you know, 2021. But there are still going to be moments where I'm going to be like tested. And I got to fucking make sure, you know, like, I got my birthday, 4th of July, like all these events that I'm used to fucking drinking. You know, so it's, you know, it's going to be interesting, but I really, really want to do it a full year, regardless of who walks into my life, who walks back into my life, who walks out of my life, who walks back out of my life. I don't give a fuck who is in my life. This is for me. And I guess that's reason number four, is this is the ultimate boundary, because I am used to, and I've spoken about this in therapy, like, I am used to being the life of the fucking party. And part of that is like alcohol, getting rid of those inhibitions and really like making me that person. Not that, again, in a social setting, anybody who knows me, I'm a fucking social butterfly. I will literally talk to a lamp. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who I am. I'm just a I just got the fucking personality plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I can say about me is I know how to connect with people. I know how to get along with people. I love people. And I love to have a good time. And I don't need alcohol for it. I know that. That's who I am. That's just who the fuck I am, right? But I know that I'm going to be tested in situations where... Is that even what I was saying? I don't know. Oh, no. I have to create a boundary with people because I think people see me as that, like that person who, you know, one of the people who brings the party. And I'm not trying to gas myself. I'm really not. But like, shit, you know, like, let me have something. Like, I am the person who brings, who brings an element of fun. I'm not going to say like the place ain't jumping without me. Like, obviously the party goes on without me. I get it. But when I'm gone, I know people are asking about me. Let's just put it that way. And I can confidently say that. And I don't say a lot of good things about myself, but I know that I am that person. I am that person that if I am missing, people are like, where's Tori? Tori's not coming. And I have convinced myself that things are only that way because of me drinking, right? And so this is a big boundary for me, because when people are very like, come on, you're not going to drink? Come on. Like, what are you doing? You're not drinking? It's like, no, I'm not, you know? This is gonna be so fucking hard. I'm telling you right now, I am not. If you are watching this, I will do an update at a month, which actually I haven't drank since Christmas. So January 25th, I will do an update. I will do an update 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, I guess 9 months, and then a year. I'll do quarterly. Is that it? Quarterly? No. Is that quarterly? I don't fucking know. Every 3 months, I'll do a fucking update. But the first update is going to be a month. So that's January 25th, which actually isn't too far. But what the fuck was I going to say? Yeah, no, if you think that this is going to be easy for me, it's not. It's not. And that is more of the reason why I want to stick to it, because I know how hard it's going to be for myself, especially when I start integrating myself with people again. Like, when I come out of solitude and I come out of hiding and I'm socializing again, it is going to be very, very fucking hard for me. So I guess we'll see how it goes, but I wanted to kind of just come on and give you more of my mindset as to why I'm choosing to be sober for the next year. And who knows? Maybe it'll transform my life so fucking much that when I hit a year, I'm going to be like, nah, I don't even want this anymore. Who knows? I've seen people in my comments say, like, it's been 3 years and I don't even fucking miss it. Like, you know? And then I've seen some people say, yeah, I did that. You know, I stopped drinking for a couple of years, and then now I just drink occasionally. If I could get myself to that point where I'm an occasional drinker, you know, I just want to take control back from the substance, because as much as I know I'm not an alcoholic, the substance has definitely had some control over me. And I've been codependent on it, and that can kind of teeter totter a little bit, you know? So, alcoholism runs in my family. I grew up, you know, with an alcoholic stepmother who was not the nicest. And I just want to do better for myself. So that's that. Those are my reasons for being sober. I'll let y'all know in a month how it goes. Oh, also, before I go, to be honest, I'm going to be completely honest. recently, within the last couple of years, I've been drunk and I guess thought, actually this past year is really when it started, in 2021, because it was just a rough year, you know. I thought in 2021, I should start drinking and driving. Not that I did it excessively or every single time I drank. Most of the time I made the right choices. But if there were three or four times in 2021 that I got behind the wheel when I shouldn't have been behind the wheel, I consider myself very lucky. But clearly that is the definition of somebody who is not drinking responsibly. So if I can't drink responsibly, then I shouldn't be fucking drinking. Four times is four times too many in my book, because I am somebody who is so against it. And so again, that's another reason why I would wake up and think to myself, holy shit, I drove home last night. I shouldn't have drove us home last night. And I think in 2021, I got behind the wheel, under the influence, at least, not at, I don't want to say at least, approximately 4 to 5 times. And that's 4 or 5 times too many. One time specifically, I most definitely should not have been behind the, like, I think back and I'm like, are you good? Are you okay? So yeah, that is another reason. I love my nieces. I love my nephew. I love my family. And I love my life. As hard as it can be sometimes, like emotionally for me with my anxiety or whatever, I want to be here. I want to watch my family grow. I want to meet the love of my life and get married. All of these things. I want to have my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like all of these things I want to enjoy. I can't enjoy if I'm dead, if I kill somebody else, or if I'm behind bars. So, yeah, it's time to be more responsible. So that's another reason. And I just wanted to be honest. So that's that. Look out for the updates, January 25th. I love you guys very much. And I appreciate everybody's support in this endeavor. And I appreciate all your support on Patreon. I appreciate all your support on all the other platforms. Whoever's bought a reading from me, from my website, whoever has bought me a coffee. It, by the way, if you want to buy me a coffee, that's linked in the description below of the video on YouTube. It's like a one-time donation you can make to help support the channel. Anybody who has supported me, sent them a message, anything, you guys keep me going and I appreciate y'all. So that's that. That is my fucking story and I'm sticking to it. I will see you guys next week, Monday, next Monday, 12 p.m. That is the schedule of this podcast. All right. Peace out, everybody. I love y'all.